You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
She notices a lady came out. Who was that lady?
Bat Kol.
Who was?
The daughter of Paro, Batia.
Daughter of Paro? What was her name?
Batia.
What does it say?
In the Torah.
No.
It's Bitya.
Where does it say such a name? How do you know her name is Batia?
From the Torah. Later we know, but at that time it didn't say.
But who told you her name is Batia?
The Gemara.
Gemara says? Well, what was her original name? What does Bathia means?
Bath is water.
Daughter of Hashem.
Getting from the water.
No, that's for tomorrow. We're talking about the...
No, the name.
We're talking about the lady.
Bath is not water?
No, Bath means daughter.
No.
No, you're referring to name Moshe's name. But you have to come tomorrow to... Is that Hashem will explain about Moshe? Wow, where does the name come from? Is there a source?
It's an Egyptian name.
Batia? No, Batia is not Egyptian. The source is Divrei HaYamim, chapter Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Het. It mentions there that daughter of Paro's name became Batia. So her original name was the daughter of the idol. So now after this act, so the name was changed and Hashem said that now you can say as my daughter. So now
who changed the name?
Well, the name was given actually by Ribono Shola.
So Bat is her name or is not?
Became her name.
Became.
Yeah, became her name.
Does that mean what?
Daughter of Hashem.
Daughter.
Yeah, the Yud and the He represents the name of Hashem.
In the Torah it says that you see the daughter of the idols in the
Torah. No, it doesn't say. But we know from through the Midrash. That was her name was.
When the name changed?
After what she did that we're going to go through it a little bit right now. So now she comes out and then who was she with?
Daughter of Paro.
Yeah, who was accompanying her?
The
maidens?
Yes.
What happened to them?
They got killed?
How?
She pushed them.
No, Chas v'Shalom. No, she would not do such a thing.
Oh, with the name of Hashem.
Whatever she did, were they agreed what she was planning to do?
No, they didn't.
So what happened to them? They were still around or wasn't still around?
No.
Yeah, because they rejected what she was planning to do. So Gabriel and Malach came and then got rid of them. So now here, what did she notice? What did she notice?
That she, the light, the Shekhinah on the Moshe.
Crying.
Crying? That was the first thing she noticed? Because the Torah says she noticed the crying after she opened the basket. So before it, doesn't say that she heard the crying. Is that true?
She pulled the basket forward if she pulled the basket because she heard the crying. No?
No, she's sorry.
I'm not sure, but that's not what the Torah says.
And how, what makes her to pull the basket?
That's what we have to find out. Why the basket became attractive to her?
Hashem did it in that case.
Hashem did it.
She said, no, she wanted the baby. She saw a basket and her hands.
How do you know what's in it?
She didn't know. She thought.
I know, but did she go to Pier one day before to buy basket? She had baskets at home?
No.
No?
Why
she was so interested to grab this basket?
Because she wanted a baby.
How do you know there's a baby in there?
She was crying.
Well, that's why it was full
of light. It was full of light, the basket.
No, that's what the Torah says. That Vateret ha-teva betoch ha-suf. Right, she noticed the basket on the night. Grab the basket, and then he says the Torah, "Vatiftach, vatirehu et hayeled vehine nar boche." After she grabbed the basket, it says that she heard the baby is crying. But before it doesn't say anything that she was attracted to the basket because of the noise of the baby. So now, see, the question that we have to figure out, what happened that day anyway? On that day that Tatan Osha is mentioning that you see the Dar of the Paro is going for a walk. What happened?
She went to Mikveh to do the Shua and become Jewish.
She decided to give up the cult, the idol worship. Right. So that's where she came out. So then it happened exactly the same day that she planned to give up the belief that she had. Exactly the same day the basket of Moshe was placed on the Nile. How could it be? Exactly the same day? So Hashem arranged it. You blame everything on Hashem. Hashem did it.
Yes.
That Hashem planned, exactly put in the mind of Yocheved to take the basket out. And then at the same time, he put in the mind of Batya to come out exactly the same day.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Can you imagine this? How he is able to do it? You know he is able to do this thing.
Rav, you remind me one more story. You remember, yeah. You know, with Rabbi Akiva, when he borrowed money from the lady for the yeshiva.
You have to start the Arvit now, really.
Then he got the Bat Paro, she got married to her father, she took the treasure, put in the ocean. Exactly, the lady came to the ocean to say, you are a Rev on Rabbi Akiva. The same kind of thing. Yeah.
So now here, the message is very powerful message. And it is, Tosh is teaching us, we run into many, many things in life. But many times we don't notice it. And we're not interested even to consider it. But why? Why is it like this?
Because some people think it's coincidence. But it's not coincidence.
Right. The answer here is that maybe our state of mind is not prepared to accept it or notice it. Meaning that if Batya on that day, would not have a healthy, pure mind, she would never, ever would consider, maybe there's something in the basket. That means she should just pass by it, and that's it. But here, Tatasha is teaching us that exactly what the pure intention that she had to give up the idols, she was able to notice this basket and say, you know what? Let's try it. Maybe there's something in it. So that means we are told, we are warned, we are directed many times with many things. But here, it's not for me. Maybe later. I'm not ready. But why? Because our state of mind, unfortunately, is not compatible with the direction. It's not pure enough. And here we see, if Batya on that day would not decide to do such a upgrading, would we have Moshe?
No.
So be oil to who?
Batya.
Batya ala shalom. Here, the Gemara learns, Gemara Masechet Megillah learns, the Mishach Amata. Amata, simple meaning is the maiden. But Gemara says that refers to Amma, that her hand. And there's a different opinion how long the hand became. Well, big numbers, that how it was stretched. But the question is that if you notice there's $100 bill, don't go outside right now. No. It says on the other side of the sidewalk, and the cars are, you know, passing by very fast. Would you stretch your hand to grab the $100 bill?
No, because you won't have a hand until you get there.
So you would never ever consider that hand would stretch?
No.
Even though that you're Yehudi and a Jew, and you see the money, and you say, no, it's not going to happen. You would never do such a thing. But here, we see Batya decided that if this matter happened, me to notice, has to be something in it. So she stretched her hand. And you can imagine that the hand becomes 50 meter long. You know about this? Yeah, of course. Of course. And she grabbed it. Here, our sages are teaching us many times we depreciate ourselves. I think I'm not qualified. I cannot do it. It's not for me. How can I do it? But here we learn that when your intention is to do the Ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam, no matter that how impossible would look like, you're able to do it. And the reason that we hesitate to even to try, because how could it happen? How could it be? How can it be such a thing? But here we see unbelievable, powerful message that as long as your intention is to do the will of Ribono Shel Olam, no matter what it is, it's going to take place. It's going to happen. Now, back to the crying. So now here we see she opened the basket. And then she sees there's a boy here and he's crying. And the first impression that she had, that this is a
Jewish boy.
How did she know?
Okay.
I'm saying? No, Chazal Shalom,
he was covered.
Ah,
he was covered.
Huh? How did she know?
Because the blanket that she was, Moshe Rabbeinu was on.
No, blanket was a Misri blanket.
No. Say? There was a decree in Misraim to. She saw she was checking out.
Yeah, there she saw. But now before that, it says, Hana, and then she said, this is a
Jewish boy.
It's very simple.
It's obvious.
What is it obvious?
Who would put a baby in the basket on the Nile?
No, it's on that day, actually, the astrologist, after power, they said that there's a boy because they didn't realize, and they threw all the boys, even Misrim, from Egyptian cedar. Yeah. No, the answer is very simple. The only baby that he just cries and without any reason is only Jewish. No, the only one that make alilot is only Jewish. So she know that if he's quiet, has to be Jewish. Yes.
So is maybe also she noticed the ore. Maybe when she opens the basket, she sees the ore.
Yeah, that's true. But here, no, the point of matter here is, if she sees the Shekhinah, what does it mean? She saw the Shekhinah.
And she's on the level to see the Shekhinah.
Yeah, that's true. But says Vatirehu, Gemara says, Rashi HaKadosh brings, he says, they didn't say Vatirehu, Vatirehu, it's a Shekhinah. But here, Kala Kadosh is a very beautiful concept that Gemara Pesachim, Masseh Pesachim brings. Ein Shekhinah Shorah, there is no way that Shekhinah would rest on you, or you would be able to prophesy, to have Ruach HaKodesh, unless you are, happy! You're smiling! So now, if you are not happy, the Shekhinah, it's not there. So that means, even though that Moshe was crying, he was happy, unless the Shekhinah would not be there.
How many days Moshe was that time?
An hour. 3 months?
3 months?
Yeah, he was 3 months old. But here there's an interesting Bereshit Rabban brings.
How do we know he was happy?
Because the Shekhinah was with him. If the Shekhinah is with him, that means he was happy. If you're not happy, because Shekhinah will not come around people that are down and depressed and they're not happy. It's only through Simcha. So now here, the Bereshit Rabban brings a very interesting thing. Bishit Rabban, Perek Aleph. Siman Koach, it's easy to remember, brings that Ribono Shel Olam sent Gabriel HaMalach and gave him a nice slap in the face of Moshe Rabbeinu.
At 3 months old, at that time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it says that when Batya noticed that Abraham Shalom is crying, Vatachmol alav, has such a mercy, such a pity on him. So now just imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu was not crying. Would Batya would have pity on him, would take him home?
No.
No. So now was it good that Gabriel slapped Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes.
No.
Amazing.
Yes.
Huh?
Kala Kedosh, many times, Ribono Shel Olam sent Gabriel HaMalach and give us.
It's called Yisurin. So that means the whole purpose of Yisurin is that you find favor in the eyes of in the Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because Lev Nishbar, as we say in the Mismor.
Lev.
I'm say a few times his name. Nun Aleph, 51. The broken heart actually is the badass heart. That means the kosher heart. When your heart is broken and you come to Ribono Shel Olam and mitpalel and do tefillah, that's even greater than the sacrifice that you bring. So that means when you go through Yisurim, the only purpose here is that Hashem wants you
happy.
That your tefillah will get through.
Amen.
How is it consistent to have a broken heart and to be happy at the same time?
Chazakavara. Beautiful. Here, the broken heart doesn't mean depressed heart.
Humility.
Exactly. The broken heart purpose here is that you become humble toward Ribono Shel Olam. Many times you are boosted up for many things that Hashem has privileged us. Wealth,
amen.
Chokhmah,
amen.
Health.
Amen.
It could have a side effect that unfortunately we kind of create a gap in Ribono Shel Olam. So when you have a broken heart, you realize Ribono Shel Olam is in charge. And he says in the Mizmor that broken heart, Ribono Shel Olam never rejects it. But it should not be misunderstood that broken heart has to be with happiness. Happened to be a beautiful story in the Midrash that is brought. There was a bird that was sitting on a branch and the tornado came. It started coming toward it. What did the bird was thinking now, as the tornado was getting close to him, a big wind.
He thought the branch is gonna break.
And then what did he feel? What did he do? What do you do? What would you do if you were a bird?
I would go inside the tree because I know the tree.
Would you be scared?
No.
No, why?
Because Hashem sent the wind.
I know, but you're sitting on the branch, you have your nest there.
Well, I have the wings, I can fly.
Beautiful. Hazake Baruch, mashallah, mashallah. Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, that's just a beautiful thing. The bird says, if the wind comes, bring the branch. There's many, many branches. And not only that, I have my wing, and then I can fly away. Midrash teaches us, Yehudi should know that many times you're sitting on a branch and then something happens, breaks. Maybe it's your health, maybe it's your money. But the point of the matter here is there are many, many other branches. And not only that, as long as you have your wings,
you can fly.
What is the wings?
Wings is our hands.
No?
Emunah and...
Emunah. When you have your Emunah... and you don't lose hope, and you become scared, don't panic, then you can fly away. But if, Chas v'Shalom, you say, ay, 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 what am I going to do now? The branch is broken, I'm going to fall down. And then you're not going to use your wing. And here, that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. Don't forget, you have it. Wing, your emunah, your bitachon. Don't lose hope no matter what, because Ribono Shel Olam is there to grab you and save you. And Chas v'Shalom, you forget that you're wingless. You have to always be full of bitachon and emunah and mesaper l'shua. And that's what our task here is. Every moment of life, you have to be definite that the Yeshua is going to come right away. And nizkeh, b'zad Hashem, Amos Baruch Hu, yishlach lanu goel tzedek, and nizkeh b'yeshuot bekarov. Amen, k'yei ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.